There are those who have charged throughout the centuries that individuals who hold to the concept of the triune nature of the persons of the Godhead, that there are three persons in the one Godhead, that such individuals are in fact polytheistic in nature, that they believe in multiple gods. But such can never be the case if we fully understand what it is that the Bible teaches us concerning the nature of our God and the persons of the Godhead. We find that Moses writes to the children of Israel there in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Now it's interesting to note that the name for God that is used there in that verse, the Lord, Jehovah, our God, Elohim, Elohim is plural in nature. It is plural in that it shows the multiplicity of personhood that he's being considered. But he says, the Lord our God is one Lord. How is it that our God can be one, but also be multiple in his persons of the Godhead? We find how that's given to us there in John chapter 17, beginning in verse 20, when Jesus, as he was praying to the Father on behalf of those who were his disciples, and he prays on behalf of them, but he also continues on in verse 20, saying, "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word." He wasn't praying only for those apostles and disciples who had followed him during his earthly life, but also for those individuals who would be his disciples, having been taught as second, third, fourth generation Christians and beyond, having been taught by the words of those who had actually heard and seen Jesus. He says here that he is praying on their behalf. He continued in verse 21, he was praying that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. Jesus here says that he and the Father are one. Now, how can they be one when they are two separate persons of the Godhead? Well, the difficulty is eliminated when we recognize that God is God by his very nature. He is love, he is truth, he is spirit. And he does not deviate at all from himself in his nature. But that the persons of the Godhead, that's the distinction that's drawn, and those persons are drawn in distinction from one another, not by their composition, for they are all deity, they are all God, but rather by the roles that they perform. The Father has a role, the Son has a role, and the Holy Spirit has a role to perform any time the Godhead acts. They are one in their nature, one in their composition, one in their will, one in their purpose, one in their design, one in their desire. But they are multiple in the persons, so that we can have the expression of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us hear as Israel heard. The Lord our God is one Lord. May we all be one in him together. Thank you for your time.